First of all, just how would you kind of describe the experience of making a game?
I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's something I've dreamed of, so I'm very happy that, or fortunate that I got the opportunity to go out there and do what I can. It was a tough lineup, and I did what I could to manage it today. Probably a couple pitches I would like to take back, but overall, I mean, making my major league debut is something I'm very fortunate for.
How did you try to sort of navigate the lineup with what you had then?
It was kind of just trusting Murph a little bit back there, and whatever he called, I kind of just put down and just tried to miss the middle of the plate. I think there was a couple in there where I was just middle, or they hit some of each other pitches, and yeah, it was just one of those days, and it's a good team out there, so yeah.
8 years after you first got drafted, talk me through the journey to this point.
Being drafted in junior college, and then not getting a contract offer, and then going to school again, and kind of navigating my way around two more schools and six different teams. It's been a journey, but I was fortunate to have a family that supported me and allowed me to be myself and enjoy as much as I can playing the game.
You threw more than like half curveball sliders today. Was that is that something that you'll normally do? Will you normally skew it that way?
I think I threw a lot of curveballs today. Yeah. Not something I normally do, but it was a good pitch today. So I can't blame Murph for calling that, and it was working. I was missing bats or throwing good pitches with it. Probably looking back, probably could have thrown a couple more cutters or fastballs in there, but. I mean, it's so hard to think with the debut and everything going on. I had so much going on. I couldn't really think properly. But I trusted Murphy. I think he called a great game, and they hit some of the pitches. And it's just baseball.
What were the nerves like going into that first pitch? And then when do you think you really settled into the game?
The nerves this morning were a little worse than they were being here at the field. I think sitting here talking with people is a lot more relaxing. And so with that, I think it wasn't too many nerves, but they kind of picked back up right when I got on the mound out there, running out there. I'm like, okay, this is it. And so with that, it was just a big jump. And then I think around the third, I kind of settled in, but I think it just kind of came together, and that inning felt the cleanest. I think it was the cleanest. Coming out in the fourth, I thought I was going to have a good inning, and it wasn't terrible. Just lead off double and managed to keep that to just one run. So,
did you feel like 25 pitches in that inning took a little bit out of you?
Yeah, I think that definitely added a little bit to that. You had the humidity and everything. There's always some sort of outside factors, but. I mean, overall, it's just a learning experience, a great learning experience.
It looked like the last curveball was kind of right over the inside part of the or the inside corner. Were you trying to go somewhere else with that, or was that kind of where you wanted?
I think I wanted to be a little more down and away. I think I missed a little more in, and I think it was still down, but he turned on it well, and kept it fair, which was even more impressive. So.
Talked to Stephen Voigt earlier today. He said this has been a long time coming for you, and it's great to see you be able to accomplish that dream. What does it mean to have like a veteran catcher who knew you from way back when to have that support?
Just him being there, and he's kind of guided me just through these first couple days, and he's been kind of a mentor this past couple weeks in general. I love talking to him and asking him questions and getting to learn from him. Probably one of the best dudes in baseball, so I can't ask for a better person to be around. And you know he's got my back, and I'll always have his. So, yeah.
Well, thanks, Jared.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jared.